Have you ever, stopped to think about what's really going on inside your body, especially with something like your liver? It's often this kind of unsung hero, isn't it? Just quietly doing so much.
Absolutely.
So today we're doing a deep dive into liver blood tests, why they're so important, what they tell us, and specifically for listeners in Mirth or Tydfil, how accessible they are.
Yeah, our goal here is really to cut through all the information overload. We want to give you the essential knowledge,
Okay.
what these tests actually measure, why catching things early is so vital, and some practical things you can actually do for your liver health.
Right. Let's unpack that first bit then. What exactly is a liver blood test?
Well, basically,
We're talking specific things.
yes, exactly. We're looking at common tests measuring specific enzymes, things like ALT, AST, ALP, and also a substance called bilirubin.
Okay, ALT, AST sounds technical.
It does, but think of them like little signals. When liver cells get damaged, they release more of these enzymes and bilirubin into your bloodstream. It's like a distress call,
A
really.
distress call. I like
And
that.
what's really crucial here, is how vital these tests are for picking things up early.
Because the damage can be silent.
Precisely. Many liver conditions, fatty liver disease, even hepatitis, they often develop without any symptoms you'd notice, not until there's significant damage already done.
Wow.
And this is particularly relevant here in Mirth or Tydfil. Some local lifestyle factors can, unfortunately, increase these risks, so proactive testing becomes even more valuable.
That's a really strong point about silent damage. So, okay, someone's thinking about getting a test. How do they prepare? Is there anything specific they need to do?
Oh, absolutely. Preparation is definitely key. Often you'll need to fast.
Right, no food or drink.
Usually,
Yeah.
typically for about 8 to 12 hours before the blood draw. But here's the really critical bit. You have to tell your doctor about everything you're taking. And I mean everything.
Like what sort of things?
All medications, prescription or over the counter, any supplements, vitamins, herbal remedies you might be using, and also any recent alcohol consumption.
Even that.
Yes, because all these things can significantly affect the results. Being totally upfront is vital for getting an accurate picture.
That makes complete sense. So the results come back. How do the experts say in Mirth or Tydfil actually interpret them? Is it just about the numbers?
Not at all. Specialists here take a really comprehensive approach. It's much more than just looking at whether a number is high or low.
So context.
Exactly. They consider your whole patient history, any symptoms you might have mentioned, your lifestyle habits. It's a holistic view. This is especially important when thinking about common local concerns like fatty liver disease, which is often linked to diet and obesity, or liver injury related to alcohol. They factor all that in.
Okay, so bringing it back to the listener, what does this mean for your health? What are some of these common liver conditions we should be aware of, maybe particularly on Mirth or Tydfil?
Well, beyond fatty liver disease, which is quite common, we also see conditions like hepatitis that can be viral or sometimes autoimmune.
What?
And then there's cirrhosis, that's more serious long-term scarring of the liver. Often it's the result of, say, untreated hepatitis or maybe long-term alcohol abuse.
So quite a range.
Yes, but the common thread is that early detection through these tests is really important for all of them.
This obviously leads to the question, what can you actually do? What proactive steps can people take to look after their liver?
Yeah, and the advice is quite consistent, really. The big things are a balanced diet.
What does that look like?
Lots of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, lean proteins, and cutting back on processed foods, refined sugars, unhealthy fats, that's key.
Okay, diet. What else?
Moderating alcohol consumption is crucial. Regular physical activity too, aiming for, at least 150 minutes of moderate aerobic activity a week. Plus, maybe some strength training.
Right.
And then there's other stuff too, like staying hydrated, avoiding smoking, trying to limit exposure to environmental toxins, maintaining a healthy weight. Oh, and getting vaccinated against hepatitis A and B if you haven't already.
Lots of practical things there. And when should someone definitely pick up the phone to their doctor? What are the sort of red flags?
Good question. If you experience persistent symptoms like really overwhelming fatigue that you can't explain, or jaundice,
That's the yellowing skin.
yes, yellowing of the skin or the whites of the eyes. Also, things like persistent abdominal pain or swelling in your abdomen or legs, those are definite signs to get checked out.
Okay.
And remember, different conditions can show up differently. Hepatitis might feel a bit flu-like initially, whereas cirrhosis might involve more severe swelling. The main thing is listen to your body. Don't ignore persistent symptoms. Ultimately, these liver blood tests, they're just such an invaluable tool for preventative care, for early intervention, that give you a window into your health that you wouldn't otherwise have. Mm-hmm. And catching things early really can significantly improve your long-term health outcomes. It makes a huge difference.
So considering everything we've discussed today, maybe a final thought for everyone listening. What single simple lifestyle change could you commit to trying this week that might give your liver a bit of a boost?